Good afternoon, everybody. We are live from the Buffalo Grill down at Native Lights Casino. Brett C. to my left, Rama Brew, and to my right, Coach Burrows. And this is the 6-2-0 Sports Show, and we've got a busy show today. We're going to talk Southwestern College, Cali College, college basketball, KU with a major pickup over the week. We're going to talk NFL draft, NBA playoffs. We've got so much to hit today. And guys, Rama, how you doing?
Hey, doing great, Brett. You know, this is always one of my favorite days of the week to get out here and do this with you guys. Always fun to be back out here at the casino.
Oh, yes, totally. It's great to be down here. Coach, how are you?
I'm awesome. I'm glad I'm here. Great place, great venue for a radio show.
It is that. And there's so much going on. And I'm going to remind you that today is the last day this month of Free Play Frenzy, which is so cool because you pay $30 cash, you get $50 in free play. So, I mean, that's just a great offer they're doing down here at Native Lights. And all you have to do is purchase the free play at the cashier's cage, take the receipt to the players' club, and they'll add the free play to your account. So they are doing that throughout the day today, $30 cash, $50 free play down at Native Lights. And, Rama, let's get started. Let's start out with Southwestern.
Southwestern, well, they just recently wrapped up their baseball season. Coach Carve there, they finished 15-34. But they've got a young team, and they've got some good players that will be back next season, and he's going to look to build around that team with some transfers and maybe some new recruits. And so SC baseball is looking up. The SC golf team, they recently placed sixth in the KCAC Men's Stroke Play Championship, so a solid finish there for SC golf. And the Mound Builder track and field teams, they're on their way right now to Wichita to compete at the KCAC Outdoor Track and Field Championship hosted by Friends University. The two-day meet begins today and concludes Friday as the Mound Builders look to build on a season marked by steady improvement and several top performances. So good things happening there at SC. And as far as Cali, Coach knows this, but a big four-game series with KCK starting today. The Tiger baseball team, boy, they battled hard, Coach. Played the number one ranked team in the country, Johnson County, last week. Lost a couple at home, but then went to Overland Park and were four outs away from giving them their first conference loss. Lost 2-1 and a heartbreaker. The next day, they battled back from down 6-0 to get within 6-5. Just came up short. Unable to get a win in that series, but did you learn a little bit about the Tiger baseball team and also learn about how good maybe Johnson County is?
Yeah, I think the thing I took out of it was that, you know what, they took advantage of the mistakes we made. In game three, Grady Hope, man, I mean, he's on top of his game. He's got his day game going, and he's cruising, and we throw a ball away, and then their lineup's so deep that somebody's going to get you.
Yeah.
Hits a triple, and then we throw another ball away, and the guy runs home, and we get beat 2-1, and we got behind late and couldn't catch up. They closed the team in and nailed the game down. So.
And, Coach, I wanted to ask you, we kind of talked about this off-air, but, you know, it's hard to pick just one thing that Johnson County seems to be doing well because, you know, they're on a heck of a run right now. But, you know, you've said on both sides as a player and a coach, what do you think they're doing well as far as, you know, just with this recipe they got going right now?
Well, right now they're well-rounded. They have a really good club. They're good on the mound. Their offensive is sick. I think they're leading the country in home runs or not, but they got
60
home runs. They got one guy's got 32. A couple other guys got high 20s.
That's right. It's incredible. It's most I've seen at the junior college level in some time to have a lineup like that.
They could beat you to death or they could beat you 1-0. It doesn't really matter to them. They're really good defensively. They run the bases. They're aggressive, man. And they're 52-2. If you want to speak out and say something's wrong with it, then ask somebody else because they're looking at it different because they won 37 or something like that in a row as well. So.
Yeah, it's been an impressive run. But the Tiger baseball team on the road today at KCK. Start a doubleheader there at 2 o'clock, and then they'll be back home, face the Blue Devils in a doubleheader on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And that'll be the final home games of the regular season. And then hopefully the Tigers will host a sub-regional before moving on.
Yeah, they're going to host. The top four seeds have been determined now where they're going to be at the game today or this series this weekend for second place.
It sure is.
And they got a two-game lead on us, so we got to win three out of the four to get second place. So we just got to still worry about getting better because I do think we're good enough to win the regional tournament, but we have to play better in those moments. Mm-hmm. And then it wouldn't hurt to have something go our way every now and then either.
Right. You know? And I know you don't play for moral victories or, you know, but you had to have been able to take something away from those last two games there of playing them at their place and having an opportunity in both games to win those.
Yeah, so. I think the biggest thing you came out of that series with is you understand what they can do. And I also think that our guys in the dugout are going to watch them, the coaches, and they're going to know how to pitch them a little bit better. So you're going in cold. A scouting report from somebody in your conference that's won 5 or 6 games might not be the one you want, because your guys are going to pitch them different and they're going to be a little bit better.
True.
So now they have a better idea how they're going to pitch those guys to get them out in big moments now. So, you know, you take something out every weekend, and we know that we got to play a little better next time we play them. If we do, we got a chance to beat them. I mean, we're right. A couple of games, we had the errors, and yeah. You don't give good that lineup that has length in it and a good team 5 outs. You don't give them 6 outs and 1 inning. If you do, you got to pay for it. It's going to be a crooked number and a big one at that.
Well, and there's so many components of baseball, but that's got to be, as you know, as a player and a coach, so frustrating when you play that well all the way through. And then the minuscule mistake costs you the game, which is, you know, it's part of baseball. But, man, it's got to be harder. Because, I mean, if you play like crud and you get beat, that's different. But, you know, just to drop it like that, it's just because of a throw past the base or whatever, that's just got to be heartbreaking. And but it's part of it.
And those kind of things will cost you at the national tournaments. Right?
Yes.
So it gets you set up that you can't make simple mistakes. Now, are you going to miss ground balls? Absolutely. You're going to throw balls away, or a captain for this baseball. But not being in the right spot, that shouldn't happen. Doesn't matter who you're playing in April or who you're playing in February. You got to be where you're supposed to be. So, you know, like I said, the season's not lost. I mean, they were disappointed they didn't stretch a couple of games away from them, and so was I. So, but you know what? You move on to the day and try to win a game up there at the worst, and come back here Saturday, and you switch those guys at home, and you're in second place, and you're on the opposite side of the bracket of Johnson. You see them in the winter's bracket finals, and hey, we'll see what happens.
That's right. So big 4-game series.
Very big.
Yeah. Well, I hope we can get a bunch of people out Saturday to support Cali. There was a great crowd there for the Johnson County
absolutely.
Game. So
absolutely.
We'll see that same thing on Saturday. Moving on to softball. Lady Tiger softball team has really found their footing here. They've won 13 of their past 14. Vault themselves into second place in the conference with a record of 14-4. They're going to wrap up conference play today. They have a doubleheader at Cloud County starting at 1 o'clock. So Jenny Hoyt and her team really playing well, looking to try to keep that going as they get ready to head into regional play. Also, the number 2 ranked Tiger women's tennis team just left yesterday for Sumter, South Carolina. They're going to be out there looking to try to win another national title. As I say, ranked 2nd in the nation. They've had a great year, and they got a team that can go out there and win it. So good luck to the Lady Tiger tennis team. Tiger men's tennis team is also getting ready to head to nationals. They got about one more week before they head out to Texas. But the women's tennis team was region champs. The men's Tiger tennis team finished 2nd in the region, so both doing very well. And then wrapping things up, Cali athletic-wise, Cali competed at the Fort Hays State University meet last week in preparation of hosting the region 6 JOF Conference Championships. Those actually start today here in Arc City at the Mark A. Phillips Track and Field Complex at 1:30. They'll have some decathlon and heptathlon events. And then tomorrow, events will start at 9 a.m. And then field events will start Friday at 3 p.m. And then all events, track and field on Saturday, will start at 11. So great to have the region meet here in Arc City. And I want to say we had the Tiger Athletic Banquet the other night, too. And we gave the Male and Female Athletes of the Year awards out. And that went to Esteban Bousseau of men's cross country. He was the individual national champion up in Fort Dodge, Iowa. And then Stephanie Silva, a women's soccer player who was the defensive player of the year in the conference and helped Cali get 11 shutout wins this last season. So, and also Sandra Davis of Elite Advertising. She was given the booster of the year. So it was a really fun night the other night, and great to see Sandra and Esteban and Stephanie recognized.
I want you guys to know that I gave up my decathlon training to come do this show. So
I believe it.
So you guys should really be appreciating me right now.
Well, I you fooled me, Coach.
Yeah.
You didn't you, though. You saw right through that.
I believe it, yeah. I saw him running from the car to the station the other day, and he wasn't near as fast as he was a couple years ago.
Well, it happens to the best of us, Brett.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Well, when they say you lose a step when you get older, he's lost about 3 steps.
Three? You're being generous.
He's trying to remember when he had those 3 steps. What were those?
And Robert, going back to the banquet, it sounded like that was a great event. I heard a lot of people came, and I heard it was a big event.
Yeah, it's terrific. You know, I think we have around 400 student athletes there at Cali, so all of them are there inside WS Scott Auditorium. Boosters, parents, really packed the gym. It was great to see, and I was lucky enough that evening to help serve as an MC for the event, and you know, for me to get to see all these kids that are there at Cali that love the school and have the passion that I do for it, it's a really neat thing. And those kids, a lot of those sophomores, you know, it's nice to see them have a night where they get celebrated before they leave, because a lot of them, they wish Cali was a 4-year school, and it's tough to pack up and leave after you've had 2 great years there and you got to go find another school. But you know, I wish them all well, and it's been a lot of fun to watch this.
And 2 years flies by, trust me, as, you know, somebody who went to Cali eons ago, It flies by, and it's so quick. And it's really cool, too, because not all the players get the first place or get the second. But they do get one night where they shine and everybody gets, you know.
Thank you, Brett. I actually mentioned that that night. I said, hey, it doesn't matter if you're the last guy on the roster of your team or if you are the top dog on your team. You're all part of that team, and you all make that team what it is. It's from the top to the bottom. It's everybody pulling the same way, you know. I mean, doing what it takes to make your team successful. I mentioned my son played tennis there at Cali, and he was on the bottom of the roster, you know. But Coach would tell me he was one of the hardest working guys, and that's what I wanted to hear. I love hearing that. I mean, you know, you're not going to even play maybe, but you know what? Go out there, you're part of a team, and just give it everything you have. And I told those guys, it doesn't matter. I'm proud of all of you out there that came to Cali and stuck it out and made Cali what it is.
Well, and you know, I'm sure Coach will say the same thing when he was the coach of the baseball team. You knew some guys weren't going to play, but you didn't love them any less, and they worked just as hard as the guys that were out there every day.
Sometimes they were my favorites because they showed up with a fresh face every day wanting to learn.
Yep.
Because you know what? Some of those guys went on to coaching themselves, so they're taking notes, and like, so they come up and they invest in their teammates, and they, you know, so those relationships can't be replaced, and you can't put a price tag on them either.
Yeah, it was a really fun night. It's something that's very special each year. You know, Coach and I talk about the Hall of Fame and how that's just such a great thing, too. The athletic banquet is, too, and it's just great to have that Cali pride.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, it's, you know, it's so great to recognize, and I know Southwestern had their dinner also, and, you know, there's just a lot of that's happening right now because we're getting close to the end. And,
yeah.
I mean, just a lot of stuff going on.
Well, that new training center they're opening up there at Southwest.
Yes.
It's coming along really nicely. Every time I come down there, it looks like that's getting ready to open pretty soon.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, I need to get a hold of Kurt and find out when that's going to happen, because I drove by it the other day, and I was like, man, they've come a long, long way.
They really have, and that's a terrific thing for Southwestern, because it's been something that's been needed for them, and that'll be great for their student-athletes.
You know, and I, before we go on, I want to say a big thank you to Kevin. We were just talking to him before the show, and always makes us feel welcome and takes care of us. And, you know, they just make it so much fun to come down here. So I want to say a quick thank you to him. But we've got a lot to cover today. We've got college basketball that we're going to get to, and we're going to talk NFL draft. I see Rama's got some college football even on here. And I brought a list of free agents in the NFL right now. You know, now that the draft is over with. And some of these names on this list shocked me, and we'll talk about that during our NFL segment. But that's there's a lot of names on there that don't have a home, and they will before it's over, I'm sure. But we have a lot to talk about. Also, definitely want to talk about the news that came out of the NCAA basketball tournament.
Yeah.
It looks like we're going to 76 teams. I want to get everybody's opinion on that when we get there. But we're going to talk about that and everything else right after the break. So stay with us on the 620 Sports Show.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
4 years of Rockin' Riches. We're turning up the volume for 4 years of Rockin' Riches and Rockin' Brews Casino. Earn entry starting April 26th. Every 100 points gets you in. Then join us Fridays and Saturdays in May from 7 to 10 p.m. with winners every 30 minutes. You could be a winner of our $100,000 grand prize. New hopper every week, so your chances stay hot. Don't miss the party. Don't miss the cash. Rockin' Brews Casino. Eat, win, rock on. I-35, exit 231. Owned by the Con Nation.
Hey, it's James.
And Jamie.
From Friendly Ford.
James, have you done your taxes yet?
Absolutely.
Already?
Yep. I opened the envelope, got nervous, and put it back.
That's not doing your taxes.
It felt productive.
Well, for everyone who is getting a refund.
Must be nice.
It might be time for an upgrade.
Oh, using that tax refund as a down payment?
Exactly. Lower your payment, upgrade your ride, and start spring off right.
Because nothing says financial responsibility like finally replacing that car that sounds like a lawnmower.
Yours still does that?
Only uphill and downhill, and sometimes in park.
At Friendly Ford, we've got great deals on new and pre-owned vehicles.
And financing options for all credit situations.
So whether your refund is big,
or you're just hoping the IRS doesn't remember you.
James.
Kinda kidding. Mostly.
Take that tax refund and invest it in something you'll love driving every day.
Turn your refund into an upgrade.
And start the season in a vehicle that actually runs right.
Come see us today.
Or visit us online at ArkCityFord.com.
United Agency has now joined ICI, a Kansas-based independent insurance agency with roots dating back to 1885. We're happy to have some of the same familiar faces serving our community, continuing to stand by you and help you protect what matters most. Your home, your car, your family, and your business. We're honored to put down roots here in Ark City as proud supporters of our community. Stop in and see us at our same location on Summit. Call 620-442-0400 or visit us online at ici.insurance.
And we are back on the 620 Sports Show live from the Buffalo Grill down at Native Lights Casino. Big crowd here eating some lunch today. A lot of folks. We're all hanging out. They're enjoying the food, and we're telling you what is happening in the sports world. Real quick, they have a great thing happening at Native Lights today. Free play frenzy, $30 cash. You get 50 in free play, and they're doing that all day long, and this is for the last day in April. So make sure you come on down and take advantage of that. And I'll tell you what, we just talked about Cali. We talked about Southwestern, but now we're going to talk college basketball. And, you know, that poor team up in Lawrence that didn't have any players and wasn't going to do anything, and, you know, where it's going to be five guys short of a five guy roster, got a big boost day before yesterday, Rama.
Yeah, about that on Tuesday. Tyron Stokes, the number one prospect in the 2026 recruiting class, committed to Kansas over some other teams like Kentucky and Oregon that were there. So with Stokes' commitment, KU now has the top-ranked recruiting class in the nation, surpassing Arkansas, Duke, and Michigan. And reports say that the total value of this deal, including other NIL opportunities, could reach over $8 million. Wow. It's amazing how the landscape has changed in college athletics, isn't it, Coach? I mean, now
big
we're
money.
Guys that are getting paid as much as the pros almost now. I mean, $8 million.
And you can go to college and get paid debt. I'd stay in college till I was 40.
And a lot of guys are trying to do that. Yeah. They keep petitioning the NCAA. They know, like that Diego Pavia. Yeah. He'd rather be back in, you know, in college football another
Absolutely.
Year, getting $5-6 million.
Absolutely.
That'd buy you a lot of ramen noodles, won't it, Coach?
I think I could graduate. Maybe I could go to an authentic Italian restaurant. Not to worry about that.
That's true. That kind of scratch. That's not too bad.
No, it's not.
But, yeah, congrats to KU on landing Tyron Stokes. And like Brett said just a few weeks ago, some of the KU fans are kind of worried about, wait, well, who do we got for next year? And now you just got the top recruiting class in the country.
That just shows you how fast the fans jump.
Yeah.
How they panic.
Hey, and how a couple of, you know, we heard some KU fans saying, maybe Bill Self should maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe hang it up.
He's a better coach than he was 6 weeks ago. Isn't he
just
he's one hell of a guy now.
Yeah, they want him forever.
Yeah.
But, hey, and also is sticking around the Big 12, T.J. Ostenberger, Iowa State's head coach, he agreed to a 10-year contract extension. So he led the Cyclones to their third Sweet 16 appearance in the last 5 years last year, and he's now signed through 2036 with an annual salary that's about $6 million, so almost Tyron Stokes, you know, range. So we got players making more than the coaches. That's where we start to have a little bit of an issue in college basketball, maybe, and in college athletics when the players are making more than the coach.
Like the NFL.
It is.
That's what MLB or NBA. It's like that's what it's like there.
And I understand that at that level, but when we're at college level, we've got guys like Bill Self, who's coached there for 25 years and done the things he does, and then you got a kid who's unproven coming out of high school, and he's making more than the coach.
We're just not used to the model right now. 10 years, though, our boys will be like, what's the problem?
Exactly. That's all they've known.
Yeah,
so you're right. We've got to get with the times. That's the way it is. We're not changing it.
No.
So.
And now at Iowa State, somebody's ordering polos that are two sizes too small for the coach to wear. And oh, tight shirt Tom there.
If you haven't seen him, that's exactly what Brad he likes to show off the guns.
Yeah, they call him tight shirt TJ. He wears a medium. So, you know, somebody's ordering a bunch of shirts. And, guys, while we're talking about college basketball, they did announce that the men's and women's tournaments could go to 76 teams as early as next year if they get the details worked out. What do you think, Coach, you're first?
Why not? There you go again. You're not going to stand in front of progress. What you do is go run over you. That train's going to run right over the top of you. And it's going to make money. And it'll be interesting to see now all the teams that are going to feel left out that are 15 and 15.
Right.
Because there's going to be those teams. Well, we were playing our best basketball at the end of the season. We should be in the tournament.
Well, and I was kind of thinking, you guys tell me if you think I'm on the right track here, but maybe that get, you know, with the NIL, the Cinderellas are kind of dying. Uh-huh. Now maybe with these 11 more teams, you get a UI, you know, a Cal Irvine, or you get, you know, maybe that's why they're doing it too, to give that little guy maybe just a little bit, an inch more of a chance.
I hope that's the case, Brett, because
yes.
I would rather see that than an Oklahoma team, which I'm a Sooners fan,
yes.
The one that struggled mostly throughout
yes.
the season, lost 9 games, and they're the last team that was on the bubble to get in. If you have a 9-game losing streak, you shouldn't be in the tournament. I mean, they bounced back all right, but they were 20-16. They weren't. I'd rather see a team that had played unreal in their whole season, but it is a mid-major, and they have to win your conference tournament, but they didn't, so they lost one game. Well, they could still get a bid maybe into the NCAA tournament.
I think you'll see more P4s or P5 schools going.
Yeah,
you will. It's going to be OU one of those.
Yeah,
it will.
That doesn't have any name recognition on TV.
No.
You turn on True TV or TBS or TNT or CBS, whoever's broadcasting the game. You got to tune in, watch Oklahoma play.
We've said it before, the Cinderella's pretty well. It might be a thing of the past, darn it now. And it's really too bad. But we see how this has gone with college football expanding from a two-team championship to 4 to 12, and that model's still going to keep expanding.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing with college basketball. Yeah. It went from 64 to 68, now to 76.
And I remember back when it was 48, you know.
Wow.
First-round buys and stuff. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which I'm guessing, you know, I guess these will be more play-in games, I'm guessing. Is that what we're looking at, men's and women's side?
Yes, it would be. Uh-huh.
But let's switch gears and go to college football. We had the NFL draft, of course, last week, and we'll get really into that. But Rama had some good stats here. 7 Oklahoma Sooner football players were selected in the 2026 NFL draft, led by edge rusher R. Mason Thomas to the Chiefs in the second round. And I tell you what, Coach, that's a good get. That guy is – lights out.
He's a headliner for sure.
Yes.
And he's going to the right organization with the Chiefs. And I was sitting there watching the draft thinking, I hope they get R. Mason Thomas. I hope they get him. Well, he's got Chris Jones, and he's got some guys that can teach him what the NFL is going to be like. I think he's a superstar waiting to happen.
That's what I keep reading. I mean, I've obviously watched him at OU, but I keep hearing they're saying they've got Chris Jones' replacement basically there, you know, on the team now. So, we'll talk more, like Brett said, about the draft later, but the Chiefs did a good job of hitting those defensive needs. And as far as the, you know, it was kind of surprising, though, Coach, really outside of R. Mason Thomas, those other 6 draft picks were really kind of later, 5th, 6th, 7th round draft picks. The Sooners have so many guys returning next year on both sides of the ball. I was surprised that they had that many guys that could even still be out there in the draft.
Yeah, what, all 6 of them? I mean, Deion Burks, some people had him like the 70th best prospect. And he got drafted, what, 3rd from last? Or
right,
whatever.
Almost Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
And Rama K-State and KU both had some players in there. You want to tell us about that?
For sure, yeah. Kansas University had 2 football players selected in the draft as well. So offensive lineman Enrico Cruz Jr., he was taken in the 5th round by the San Francisco 49ers. And wide receiver Emmanuel Henderson Jr. was taken by the Seahawks in the 6th round. Then there were 3 K-State football players drafted. Carver Willis, an offensive lineman, was taken in the 4th round by the 49ers. Sam Heck, the center, was taken in the 5th round by the Panthers. And B.J. Payne, safety, was taken in the 7th round by the New York Jets. So yeah, great for those KU, K-State football players get an opportunity to hopefully make those teams and continue on.
That Sam Hex, I'm hearing a lot of good things about him. I mean, of course, center, but I also hear he's a great blocker. He's a heck of a player, I'm hearing.
Well, I like him a lot. Yeah. I think that's a good pick.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to say, through the years, we've seen some offensive linemen and guys from K-State, those country boy guys, and that they find, and they turn out to be pretty good.
They'll get those guys that have the aptitude, and then those guys, a lot of them are high school wrestlers, too, so they're dual sport guys, so they understand leverage and balance and all that kind of stuff. That guy has value. I would bet you dinner here one night that he makes the opening day roster.
Oh, he could. He
terrific.
Could for sure.
Yeah, I
he
love seeing
for
that.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it is just great to see that from those programs, those guys getting recognized, getting an opportunity now. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this with you guys.
Go ahead.
It's kind of right up your alley, too, Brett, with Texas Tech, with quarterback Brandon Sorsby. We had talked a few weeks ago or a few months ago about whenever he transferred from Cincinnati over to Texas Tech. That was one of the biggest transfer guys there was out there. Had a great year last year as quarterback for Cincinnati. Threw for 2,800 yards, 27 touchdowns. But he's unfortunately had to check himself into an inpatient treatment program for his gambling addiction. So really sad to hear that for that young man. But, you know, Texas Tech's hoping that he can get himself cured of this affliction, I guess, that he's got to gambling and get back out there as quarterback. But right now, you know, they're up in limbo to see how this is all going to pan out.
Well, hopefully he gets the help he needs. But, yeah, I mean, you're right, though. That's got, I mean, all the summer preparation, all of that, that's a kind of on hold. And, you know, do you want to take the second guy behind him and work him just in case he doesn't come in? You know, coach, that's just something that it's a tough call.
Well, first of all, what do you expect? I mean, drafting sponsors in NFL.
Yes, 100%.
So what do you expect? I mean, I guess you go to rehab, learn how to bet smarter, and it's not so much.
Well, and on your own team.
Yeah.
I heard when he was at Indiana, he had actually bet on his own team.
No.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely no.
Supposedly, it placed over 10,000 bets in the last 2 years.
Wow.
Now, that's a lot. That sounds like you probably might have a little bit of a problem.
Good thing he's playing in the NIL area. He's got money to bet.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And no poke bet no more. It's the money being changed.
You know, it's got to be tough, though, for these guys. I mean, like you say, you've got DraftKings. You've got all these things that are all around. And, you know, you're a young guy. My son just turned 24 a couple days ago. He loves to do DraftKings and things like that. A lot of these young guys, that's what they do. But like Coach said, the no-no is you can't do it on your own team.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't on that sport you're playing, really.
Yeah.
It would be wise not to do that. But,
yeah.
I mean, like it's like how you blame them. I just don't get it, you know.
True.
And maybe him and Ray Bull shared the same board or something on the same floor.
I shouldn't have said that.
Well, no, it's fine. Like I said, though, I just, you know, it just really put not only him but his team in a spot because you've got to have a quarterback ready for the start.
You know what? I mean, I've coached several times and the guy makes a mistake and it's like, that was so easy. Like, what are you doing? You point shaving? Well, he might be actually point shaving.
Could be.
Could have crossed your mind.
Well, now it makes me think about it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, now that they're in the times, we aren't as easily as it is
and
to
you
do
say
it.
That a jest, but it's like, you know, you're kind of not kidding, but you are kidding. Like, you missed the ball, but get the ball, man. What are you doing, point shaving or what?
Hey, and Brett said something about the team needs a quarterback. What? You might tell the Steelers that, all right? Because I kind of like to know who their quarterback is for next year, too. Like here where Texas Tech doesn't know because, unfortunately, the young man's having an issue.
He'll be back.
Right. The Steelers just don't know because they're waiting on a guy to make up his mind for the, you know, this is his annual Aaron Rodgers
thing. Well, I mean, he's in a hole somewhere doing his little meditation retreat. He'll come out and let you know about a week before opening day.
I'm ready for him to burn the Steelers and sign somewhere else for $10 million more. I really am. I'm waiting for someone to come out of the woodwork.
That mojo can go somebody else, huh?
Very much so. All right, guys, we're going to take another quick break because we're going to do the NBA playoffs, and I want to get Major League Baseball in because I want to leave a nice little chunk there for football because we've got a lot to cover there. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the 6-0 Sports Show live from the Buffalo Grill down at Native Lights Casino.
Light up your night at Native Lights Casino in Newkirk. Enjoy thrilling games, mouth-watering favorites at Buffalo Grill Lounge, and unbeatable fun. Win, unwind, and savor every moment. Your friendly neighborhood casino awaits just off Highway 177.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $3 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The 620 Sports Show is sponsored in part by Cowley College. Start your journey at Cowley. With over 600 accredited courses, easy transfer pathways, and job-ready workforce training, we're here to help you reach your career goals. Looking for flexibility in your schedule? Many programs can be completed fully online. Cowley is more than just a college. In Tiger Territory, you'll find the educational and community-focused opportunities for a well-rounded experience. Join us today and unlock your future as a Cowley Tiger. Visit cowley.edu to get started.
We are back on the 620 Sports Show, and we've got a lot still to cover for you. We got, NBA playoffs. We're going to talk Major League Baseball also in this break. But Oklahoma City, they beat Phoenix 4-0 in the first round of the playoffs. They're going to sit home and relax while Houston and the Lakers battle to see who's going to lose to Oklahoma City. And then San Antonio, they defeated Portland 4-1, which, you know, when Wembanyama fell and there was some fear in San Antonio, but, you know, he played the other night. He looked like his normal self, and he was up. And, you know, that's what happens when you fall down at 20 instead of, you know, 50 at my age, and yeah, you don't get up for about a month.
You need to go a little higher for me.
But, you know, and Rama, I tell you what, for someone who played hard, Detroit kind of struggled a little bit. Now they're having to fight their way back. They're not out yet, but, you know, that was a Detroit team that everybody was praising quietly.
Yeah, you know, I think what happened is Detroit, that being a young team like they are and not being a team that everybody was really thinking was going to come out of the East, they gave it everything they had to get that top seed all year long, whereas some of these other teams that were behind them, you know, maybe just kind of didn't give everything because they knew once just get into the playoffs and then we're going to save it for then. And right now, unfortunately, Detroit being the number one seed, they're trailing 8th seed Orlando 3-2, and they even had to win last night just to continue the series. But Cade Cunningham, the former Oklahoma State standout, had 45 points to help Detroit keep that series going. The Cavaliers, they lead the Raptors 3-2. New York leads the Hawks 3-2. Philly beat the Celtics the other night, so they're 3-2. And then there's another 3-2 series with Minnesota leading Denver. And you had touched on it, though. The Lakers were cruising. They were up 3-0 in that series.
Yeah.
And the Rockets, without Kevin Garnett, they've won two in a row
Durant,
here.
Yeah.
Or Kevin Durant, to get within 3-2 now and putting a little pressure on the Lakers. So, and like you say, probably whichever comes out of there is going to lose to OKC anyway. But but it looked like the Lakers were cruising, and now all of a sudden the Rockets are making it a series.
Yeah.
What do you think, Brett, about the Rockets and their opportunity to try to continue that series? Do you think they can make a game 7 against the Lakers?
I think they can, actually. And, I mean, you want Durant on the floor, he aggravates me, but of course you do. But they've seemed to shuffle the pieces around to make sure that they're able to, you know, to compensate for him not being there. So.
Yeah. Well, and Austin Reeves came back for the Lakers, but it just didn't seem to help them much. But you're looking at things on the West, and it's going to be a pretty exciting finish outside of those other series with Minnesota and Denver 3-2, the Rockets, the Lakers 3-2. It'll be fun.
And, Coach, I tell you what, you know, when you're missing somebody like Durant and you try to make do without him, it's frustrating. And, you know, you just got to find that recipe. And it's the same in every sport, baseball, whatever. You know, you've got to fill that hole.
It's just part of the nature of the beast. But basically, sometimes it's hard to ask one guy. You just ask those other four guys to pick up their level of play just a little bit. Maybe they play good enough that other guy's not going to be affected. But you know what? Sixth man and seventh man in the NBA is just so good basketball.
Oh, yeah.
So you just hope the ball rolls your way.
And, Rom, I'll tell you what, I've been watching Houston, of course, but one that I've really been keeping an eye on is this Minnesota-Denver series. That's a dogfight, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I thought Denver coming in, they'd won 12 in a row entering the postseason, and all of a sudden they got their backs against the wall trailing this Timberwolves team. They're a fun basketball team to watch.
And some of the players on Minnesota, you may not know, but they are just dogs, man. They are just on every ball that's rolling, you know, every loose ball. They're hawks on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just a scrappy team.
It really is. And, you know, they're frustrating Nikola Jokic. And,
yeah.
They're getting in his head a little bit. And, yeah, if Minnesota moves on, that's a fun team to see if they might be able to make a little noise over there in the West. And a guy you're familiar with the Dallas Mavericks, Cooper Flagg.
Yes.
He was named the Rookie of the Year. He beat out his former college teammate, Con Knipple, to secure the award, but had a great rookie season, averaging 21 points, 6.7 rebounds, and 4.5 assists per game. So congrats, Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, and I tell you what, these playoffs are going to end up being real good right now. San Antonio and Oklahoma City are getting a little rest, watching everybody else brawl it out, but they'll be ready to go when the next round comes along, and we'll talk about that next week because we're going to have a lot of series including and new ones starting. And now we're going to head to Major League Baseball, and I tell you one cool thing about being down here at Native Lights. I'm sitting here looking right now at Detroit and Atlanta. They're playing live right here on TV, and they've got all kinds of games on TV. We're going to have Royals Baseball starting here at 1:30 for pregame and 2:05 first pitch. You can hear that game once you're done listening to us on 103.3 and on 1280 AM KSOK. Of course, we have every pitch of every game on 103.3 and on 1280. And, Rama, tell us what's going on with the Royals.
Yeah, the Royals have been playing some good baseball, actually.
Yes.
You know, they had really been struggling, but they had won four in a row. They had their four-game win streak snap last night with a 5-2 loss. So listen to this, to the AL West leading the A's. Almost said the Oakland A's. I guess it is the Las Vegas A's now, isn't it? But how about the A's are in first place in that West right now? We wouldn't have guessed that. But Royals, even at 12-18, they're only three games back of Cleveland because the Guardians are just 16-16. So Royals will wrap up that three-game series here today at Oakland.
And the Tigers got walked off last night. The Braves, Oakland hit a two-run Jimmy Jack, bottom of the ninth to win the game, and they're 500. So they're tied for first place as well. So maybe that's just the division, you know?
I guess so. And that's the good thing right now. The Royals are not letting anybody run away with it, so they're only three games back.
I don't think anybody can run away with it. It's going
to
be true.
I did not want to say anything about a walk. How close was that Pirates hit last night?
Oh,
man.
I was telling Coach
that. I was
that.
Sitting there screaming because I actually happened to flip it by there.
Yeah.
And I thought about you, and I was screaming, and then he just went. I was like, oh, my.
Yeah, I know. The Pirates had a chance last night for a two-run walk-off home run, and Gonzalez sent one to the wall, and the Cardinals left fielder went over the wall, made the catch to finish the game. Instead of a two-run walk-off, it was a game-over Cardinals win, and that's the life of the Pirates fan. So, I was telling Coach 2 days
used to it.
Well, of course, 2 days before that, they had retired 20 batters in a row. I get home, they're up 2-0 in the ninth, and they give up back-to-back home runs and 4 runs in the ninth and lose 4-2. So it's just kind of, you know, that's baseball.
That it is.
You love it, and you also can really dislike it.
What makes it great makes it bad at the same time.
You are right about that.
And the Yankees, you know, right now, they're 20-11. The Braves are 22-9. Reds are 19-11. Dodgers are 20-11. Padres, they're also 19-11. They're all in a tight race in the NL West right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, some of these divisions are close. And some baseball news about some managers getting sent packing. Red Sox fired Alex Cora after a 10-17 start. Of course, he won the World Series 2018. And then the Phillies, they fire manager Rob Thompson. And, you know, of course, since Coach Don Mattingly will serve as interim manager through the end of the season. But, Coach, what do you think of that? A little quick?
I think the Phillies pulled the trigger too fast. I really do.
Yeah.
They were good last year. They've been good since Thompson's been doing it. So, but you know what? The moment you get hired in the major leagues, the clock's ticking. It's beginning of the end. So, what I don't understand is you're struggling and you need a different voice. Why you go hire somebody in your room already for?
Right.
Why don't you go outside and hire somebody who's going to give a different message? To the same one, because if you know, and I think Manny's a good baseball guy for sure, but where were you when we were 9-19?
Well, the other thing too,
exactly,
is, you know, it's got to be hard to be the interim manager because I mean, nobody, do they take you serious? Because you know you're not, he's not going to be there next year.
No, they probably will him to a point because he's a Hall of Famer, yeah. I think, and his numbers are really good. And, you know, that's kind of the thing in baseball. It's hard. You can't manage me if you ain't played here because it takes a little something different to be a big leaguer.
Do you think that, the Phillies, that this is a team that's got a lineup? I mean, obviously they've been good, like you said, under Thompson for years.
Yeah.
So I think there's a team that'll bounce back under Mattingly and, I mean, should be able to be why they made this move is they feel like they should be a contender.
I think maybe, you know what, plus we don't know, there might have been a disagreement between Thompson and somebody up there, too, and getting a disagreement with the general manager, the owner. They show you the door.
Well, and Dave Dombrowski, the general manager there who got rid of Thompson, he has the connection with Alex Cora when they were together before. And so he immediately reached out to Cora. Yeah. So Cora will be a hot name out there on the market, too. Yeah. I think both those guys will find jobs.
Yeah, I do, too. I think if I'm Alex, I'm not going to jump into something. I maybe want to get away from it for a little bit, maybe refresh my mind, reevaluate, re-educate, and start maybe getting a little bit better with the analytics part of it. And you know what? There's always new techniques on how you go to handle a 26-man roster, too.
Yeah.
And so, like sometimes you just get stale. That same voice, guys, just don't want to do it anymore.
Brett, have you seen that closer for the Padres, Mason Miller? You know a little bit.
I know
about
the
him?
Name. I know the name, and I've seen a little bit. But man, he has been lights out.
He has been. And Coach and I were talking a little bit about this on the drive down. He allowed his first run since August 6th of last season. He had 34 and two-thirds innings. He had his scoreless streak finally come to a streak. It was the longest such streak in franchise history and the eighth longest by a reliever since 1961. So, and it was on a little broken back dribbler that stayed fair barely and allowed the run to finally cross the plate and end his streak. But, Coach, I go back to remember when Oral Hershiser, and obviously he was a starting pitcher,
yeah.
But I remember when he had that streak of 50-some innings. I mean, that's just unbelievable to have a stretch like that.
Mind-boggling, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. The guys are so good in the big leagues that all it takes is one mistake. There ain't got to be a mistake in the big leagues to hit it out of the ballpark.
Sure.
And
right.
He dominated. And Mason Miller, kind of hard to feel sorry for a guy that gets up a run every decade.
No joke.
So do you scream at him, tell him to get it together after he gives up two runs like that?
I'm probably going to make sure he's first in line at the post-game spread like here. You deserve it. You're always mopping up, but today, since you blew your streak, then you get to go first. But tomorrow, you got to be back. But you got to be better.
You got to be better tomorrow. Let's get back on that roll again.
Yeah, really.
For sure. And like I said, the Royals, they are taking on the A's today. We're going to have that game on 103.3 and on 1280 AM. And we'll have Royals baseball this weekend. Of course, you can hear every pitch of every game over there. And we'll keep you updated on how they're doing next week when we reconvene in the studio for the 6-0 Sports Show. But we're going to take our last break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to hit the NFL draft last week. Pittsburgh, a great host, and we're going to talk about that. And we'll tell you what the Chiefs did in the draft. We're going to cover all that when we get back right here on the 6-0 Sports Show, live from the Buffalo Grill.
The 620 Sports Show is sponsored in part by Cali College. Start your journey at Cali. With over 600 accredited courses, easy transfer pathways, and job-ready workforce training, we're here to help you reach your career goals. Looking for flexibility in your schedule? Many programs can be completed fully online. Cali is more than just a college. In Tiger Territory, you'll find the educational and community-focused opportunities for a well-rounded experience. Join us today and unlock your future as a Cali Tiger. Visit cali.edu to get started.
Hey, it's James.
And Jamie.
From Friendly Ford.
James, have you done your taxes yet?
Absolutely.
Already?
Yep. I opened the envelope, got nervous, and put it back.
That's not doing your taxes.
It felt productive.
Well, for everyone who is getting a refund.
Must be nice.
It might be time for an upgrade.
Oh, using that tax refund as a down payment?
Exactly. Lower your payment, upgrade your ride, and start spring off right.
Because nothing says financial responsibility like finally replacing that car that sounds like a lawnmower.
Yours still does that?
Only uphill and downhill, and sometimes in park.
At Friendly Ford, we've got great deals on new and pre-owned vehicles.
And financing options for all credit situations.
So whether your refund is big,
or you're just hoping the IRS doesn't remember you.
James.
Kind of kidding, mostly.
Take that tax refund and invest it in something you'll love driving every day.
Turn your refund into an upgrade.
And start the season in a vehicle that actually runs right.
Come see us today.
Or visit us online at arccityford.com.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep from my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
History is coming alive in Cowley County. On June 6th, experience the grand opening of the Edzinoa Immersion Center, a brand new gateway into the world of the Edzinoa, the Great Settlement. Step inside and explore interactive exhibits, archaeological discoveries, and the story of a thriving indigenous city that once stretched across our plains. Walk the land yourself on a guided tour that brings the past into focus. Don't miss the June 6th debut of this groundbreaking center in Ark City. Edzinoa is ready to be rediscovered.
We're back on the 620 Sports Show. I'm Brett C. I have Ron Mafru, Coach Burrows. We're in the final segment of the sports show. We're going to talk NFL right now because the draft just happened last week in Pittsburgh. A lot of stuff going on. One of the main headlines this year, Heisman finalist, Vandy quarterback Diego Pavia. He was undrafted, but he is now at the mini camp with the Ravens. But he was the first player to sit on the Heisman stage and not be drafted since 2017. So that was kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, when he lost the Heisman, he went online and did some things that weren't very wise.
Yeah.
And they're saying that that really cost him a lot, which you can't do what he did.
And he did not sign an agent. He thought he was going to be smart enough. That is.
Yes. I mean,
when you think you're that arrogant, you just handle it. And it was funny. I saw him do the interview with John Gruden, and he said, I don't want to give some guy 10% of my money, some agent. And John goes, well, you know, you can't take more than 2 or 3%.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever, you know. But it was all the off-the-field things, all of his antics, his brothers getting arrested at his games for fighting, his mom getting all that. It was a thing. They don't need that sideshow.
Too many distractions to have that guy.
It really is.
He's not going to be your starter anyway unless he goes to Pittsburgh, and then he might be the starter.
Well, we don't have to worry about that now because now he did sign with the Ravens to just a deal to come try to make the team. Yeah. So he'll get an invite to come to work out.
He's a lot cheaper now. So
yes, he is.
All the money you're going to pay him, that's what he's worth.
And the draft happened, of course, like I said, last week in Pittsburgh. The Chiefs, they ended up moving from 9 to 6, and they said they swapped picks with the Browns and took cornerback Mansoor Delaney. I thought that was a reach. I think that was a guy that would have been there.
Well,
but,
I mean, to move up 3 picks, they must have thought that he was going to get taken in that span because that's the guy they wanted, and they ensured they got him, but they did have to give up some draft capital to move up those 3 spots. So you're right, Brad. Coach, what was your thoughts on that?
I was surprised with the 2 because I thought he would survive to the 9th pick. But those guys they're in communication with all the other teams.
They are.
And those scouting directors, they're on the phone all the time with each other. And somebody either played poker with them and they bought and they bit. And if that's the guy you want, and draft capital's big, but it's not the biggest thing. You want that shutdown corner.
Well, that's what I thought last week, too, is I said, hey, guys, if Ty Simpson was there for the Steelers at 21, a lot of people were saying, oh, he's not going to go to the second round. Why take – no, if that's the guy you want, then go get that guy. But the Rams took him at 13.
And I didn't get that at all.
Well, I don't either, but then I also think Sean McVay, that's a guy who knows quarterbacks pretty well. Now, he looked like he was a little confused with the pick, like he maybe wasn't sure that him and his GM were on the same page there, but – I thought if there's going to fit somewhere for Ty Simpson, like, wouldn't you want to go to L.A. and play and learn from Matthew Stafford and not have to start right away and get it Sean McVay as your head coach?
And go slow at a slower pace instead of get thrown out and be out of the league in 2 years. So that's happening too now.
Yeah. Oh, that's happening way too much. And, you know, Coach brought up a good point. I think there's a huge misconception with the draft that everybody doesn't know what everybody's doing. These teams are talking. And, you know, if somebody has a buddy with the Titans and they work at the Chiefs, you're a chit-chat. Everybody knows.
If you started out as an assistant scouting director with the Jaguars and all of a sudden you're the scouting director for the Chiefs, those guys are in constant communication.
Oh, yes.
And then that guy knows somebody from somebody else, and pretty soon it's a little vicious cycle around the league, and they all know what it's going to
do. Well, I don't know if you guys saw what happened with the Steelers' first-round pick, but their general manager was on the phone with wide receiver Mekhi Lemon from USC saying, hey, you ready to be a Steeler? Oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, it's not their pick yet, though, okay? So they had jumped the gun. Dallas was the one on the clock, but yeah. Dallas wasn't going to take a wide receiver at that point. Had no idea that Philly was talking to Dallas about this trade. They do the trade while Pittsburgh's on the phone with them. He says, hang on a second, I got to get this. It's Philly calling. And Philly says, hey, we just traded with Dallas. We're taking you. How do you feel? So all of a sudden he's on the phone with Pittsburgh saying, hey, we're taking you here. And then he had to say, wait a second, sorry, Pittsburgh, I just got drafted by Philly.
I wonder how big the washcloth was to wipe all that egg off your face.
And in the draft in Pittsburgh, yeah. And that happens to our general manager.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
to me, that was a bad look. You don't call that young man until you know it is your pick. You wait five more minutes, you call that guy.
Yeah, that's not a good look for sure. The Chiefs also in the first round, they got the defensive tackle Peter Woods from Clemson. Round two, they took R. Mason Thomas of OU, which, you know, great pick we've already talked about. Round four, cornerback Jaden Kennedy of Oregon. Round five, running back Emmett Johnson of Nebraska. And that guy's a hot, by the way.
I'm hearing great things about that guy. I mean,
Coach, I know you follow Nebraska a little bit, but, yeah, that's a – And then Cyrus Allen of Cincinnati, saw him play a couple of years. He can go up and get it.
He can. And how about this? This was a name that 2 years ago, Garrett Nussmeier, that's a name a lot of people thought was going to be
Iceman, maybe.
Exactly, be a first round, second round, maybe third if you fall, but not to the seventh for the Chiefs. So, you know, the Chiefs looking just for some backup quarterback there. I mean, that might not have been a bad pick for a guy in the seventh round.
Who gets to play in the preseason and he's going to sit on the sidelines and watch Mahomes and Justin Fields play.
That's right.
But if he develops like you hope, then you can let Fields go or Mahomes might retire. Who knows? He's an injury away from saying, I've had enough.
It's hard to believe, guys, but we're on year 10, I believe it is now for Patrick. That's nuts to think it's been that long.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 320,000 people went to the draft in Pittsburgh. Very successful to be in Washington, D.C. next year. And don't mean to rush, but I brought this list of free agents that I found. These are all the people right now that don't have a home. Some of the names on the list, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, Juwan Jennings, David Njoku, Keenan Allen, Debo, Najee Harris, Nick Chubb. You've got Calais Campbell. He's on this list, but he did sign to go back to the Ravens this morning. Legarius Sneed and... You know, if you like defense, you got Joey Bosa, you got Von Miller, Trayvon Diggs, cornerback, Zach Ertz, quarterback, we've got, Russell Wilson is on this list,
that's
Bobby
right.
Wagner.
And Joe Mixon, your former running back.
Yeah, so. David County and Curtis Samuel. And Coach, you looked at that for a little bit. What jumped out at you?
That, and also I kind of wonder what value is the kickers have now because they're all in play once they walk into the stadium.
Yeah.
And what the free agents are going to bring for those guys. But finally, would have been him and Debo Samuel both jumped out at me. Like, if I have a need on either, because I got to have a need, both sides of the ball, and it's on the Jets, and I got needs all over the field.
Well, yes.
You know, but if you're a playoff bound team and you're 8-8 or 8-9 last year and your schedule's pretty good and it's going to be easier than that to get through it, then hey, those guys are going to take it because those guys know what it takes to go to the playoffs on top of it.
But, Coach, you made a good call there because I tell you what, kickers are just a different breed now. And on this list, you have Graham Gano and Daniel Carson. He's kicked for the Raiders.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got guys kicking 60 and 70 yards now.
Everybody, it seems like.
But what jumped out on that list for you, Rama?
You know, for me, and these aren't the guys that I would want, but the two right now that really jumped out to me is you still got a Tyreek Hill out there. If he comes back off of that injury, it's still a guy that's a dangerous weapon. Stephon Diggs, he had 1,000 yards receiving last year. He led the Patriots. But do you want to deal with those guys in the locker room? That's my thing. Stephon got released by the Patriots for a reason. As soon as the season ended, they were like, we're done with that stuff.
Yeah, Diggs' personal life and the things that run around with him are certain.
It is, and that's the only reason I would, even though those two, they jump right out of me, and I'm like, I just wouldn't want them on my team. Keenan Allen's getting old. You know, he still produces, but older. I'd go with Joey Bosa. I'm kind of thinking that, you know, if you could just have a healthy Joey Bosa out there, he can still produce double-digit sacks.
He could.
So that's one of them. But there's a lot of good names on here.
Put a team together, all that list, and have a good club.
You sure could. How about you, Brett?
I'll tell you what, I think I was with you on Bosa. Von Miller jumped out to me. I think Najee Harris, he's all right. you know, if he can stay healthy, Njoku, he is always adapted to not having the best quarterbacks around, but he'll still catch you a ball. He'll still catch a touchdown.
He's the guy in the red zone you would look for all the time, wouldn't you? I mean, that body that Njoku has, man, he likes to walk around with his shirt off, and I would too if I had that body, but he looks like one of those guys that's always – he's been productive, but like you said, Brett, he's never really had a quarterback for a lot of
years. Really.
So maybe he could find the right system and really take off.
And then you have a Ladarius Sneed that we all know.
Yeah,
and, I mean, there's just a lot going on. And, you know, Pittsburgh, heck of a host for the draft. Next year will be Washington, D.C. And you know, it's just a lot of fanfare. And I wasn't in favor of the way they split it up. But now it's kind of growing on me. You know, you do first round one day, you do two and three. It's kind of growing on me. You remember used to, it was like one long thing, and you'd be sitting in front of ESPN for like 9 hours straight.
I remember when I was 10 years old, my dad took me out of school, and we spent the day watching the draft. I remember that, and it was great.
How much money did the city of Pittsburgh spend on the draft this year, you think? Or have you heard?
Boy, I don't.
I'm sure it's out there.
I'd have to look into it, Coach, but it's the total for the weekend, they had over, like Brett said, 320,000 the first day, and for the three-day event, over 800,000 attended that. That the money that came into that city, not everybody was there. I mean, most of the majority of people are there from Pittsburgh, obviously, but a lot of people came in for this event, and everything I've heard is that the city put it on really well, and I'm hearing those cities like Pittsburgh and those smaller markets kind of out there, you know, they're ones that really – they really take to that when they have that draft there. It's not like having it in Vegas or L.A. or something flashy.
Yeah, that was an event in Pittsburgh.
It really was.
Yeah.
It was something that they really took to and were proud to have, and I'm glad it went well.
Absolutely.
So, one quick thing, guys, too. Emmitt Smith's son, E.J. Smith, he signed with the Kansas City Chiefs after going undrafted. He was a running back for Texas A&M and Stanford, so we'll see if he might make their team, but kind of interesting there.
He's got the genes.
And then your former quarterback with the Houston Texans, we're hearing Deshaun Watson is back, and he is currently running as the number one quarterback in Cleveland ahead of Shedeur Sanders right now. So Todd Monken, the new head coach there, we'll see how things go.
I'm glad I'm not a Cleveland fan. I'll just put it to you that way. But, you know, we've covered a lot today, and don't forget, you know, we'll be back next week for the 6-0 Sports Show. We'll be live in the studio, and we'll cover a lot then, too. We'll talk Royals and, you know, Cali sports will be finishing up. We'll kind of know where baseball and softball are at by that time, and we'll tell you about all that. Don't forget Royals baseball also today. That game will throw off. I mean, first pitch is at 1:30. You can hear that on 103.3 and on 1280 AM KSOK. We will be back with you next week from the studio. Shane will be here this afternoon for the afternoon drive, and I will see you bright and early on the Get Up and Go show. So thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day, and thanks again to Kevin down here at Native Lights for taking care of us. Thanks to Eli for coming down here, setting everything up, and running the controls back in the studio. Really appreciate him. Couldn't do it without him, so thanks to Eli. And that is it for the 6-0 Sports Show live from the Buffalo Grill down at Native Lights Casino. Have a great afternoon, everybody.